When I was young, I hate to say it, so was television. Prehistoric guy, yep. One of my television heroes was a space explorer called Captain Video. I wish I still had his decoder ring. The day they took me to that children's hospital for those tests, they tried to pull a Captain Video scam on me. See, I'd been born with a heart murmur. So I was in the hospital to have a series of what was then state-of-the-art tests to see how my heart was doing. I remember they gave me this foul-tasting liquid to drink. It's probably something they could trace as it moved through my system. If I could swallow it, that is. The next thing I knew, I'm in a dark room looking up at this guy with a white coat and goggles. He told me he was Captain Video. I don't think so. Captain Video would never make me drink something this gross. All I know is they really put me through it that day. I'm sure the question I had was, why? Well, there was a very good answer. And thank God, that heart murmur disappeared when I was a kid. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the reason for the test. Now, has that question crossed your mind lately? God, why are you putting me through this? Why are you doing this to me? Maybe you've been through some really hard things lately, and they're hard to understand. Could be that your family or your ministry or your church have been facing some painful trials, and you feel like I did on that stressful day in the children's hospital. What's going on here? I imagine God's ancient people were asking that same thing as God took them through a harsh and hostile desert. Well, he answers the question, why? In our word for today from the Word of God, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 2 and 3. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known. Now, God says he takes you through the desert first to humble you, to bring you to a place where your resources are useless, a place where your Lord is all you've got left to depend on. It could be that your loving Lord brought you into the desert to get you out of the way so he could be totally dependent upon, so you can then experience his incredible power in ways you never dreamed of when you were still in control. But let's focus on that second reason. He says, I bring you through the desert to test you in order to know what was in your heart. That's why Captain Video and my parents and all those other people were putting me through my hospital ordeal. The test would show what was going on in my heart. The good times don't show what's really inside of you. It's pressure that does that. It's pain. It's temptation. It's unanswered questions. Unexplained problems. That's what exposes what's in your heart. The desert, the testing time, exposes what our real motives are, exposes our deep down resentments, our messed up priorities, our counterfeit faith, our unrepented sin, our neglected relationship with our God. What the test shows could scare us, but it brings us to the place where we are finally humble and we're ready for Jesus to perform the spiritual surgery we have avoided way too long. The test can also show a healthy heart, by the way, one that trusts God, even when he's silent, that puts other people first, even when it's hurting, that testifies to all who will listen about the awesome grace of God, even in, especially in, the desert times. Yeah, you may be wondering what I was wondering that day of testing. Why are you putting me through this? Well, there was for me then, and there is for you now, a very good reason. Because it's the best way to show what your heart is really like.